What is going on, Met fans? Welcome to another episode of our New York Mets podcast. That's right, not your podcast, not mine. This is our New York Mets podcast. We're going to be recapping this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates as the Mets complete a sweep of the Bucks. All three wins come from behind wins. This was a series where the Mets showed that they have depth, right? They spoke about this during spring training a ton. David Stearns, Mendoza, they have all spoke about how deep this team is, the versatility, the flexibility. And while some of the top guys have not been playing all that great, or at least how we expected them to be playing, the guys in the bottom of the lineup, from Joey Wendell to Zach Shore to Tyron Taylor to Harrison Bader, those guys really, really stepped up. Even DJ Stewart, again, stepped up in this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Look, I want to start off with the starting pitching in the series. Hauser went game one, Quintana went game two, and Severino went in game three. Now, pitchers nowadays, they rarely go deep into games. We know that. And Hauser, I think he went five innings. Quintana went five, and Severino went six innings. You know, they weren't stellar. They weren't stellar starts. Like, they did not blow the Pittsburgh Pirates away like Jared Jones did in game two of this series, right? But the team just kind of found ways to work around it. Like, Adrian Hauser in his first game of the series against the Pirates walked five batters, but he only gave up two hits, two earned runs, and struck out five. He found a way to work around it. The same thing with Quintana. He wasn't all that great, but you know, in five innings of work, he threw 93 pitches, only gave up four hits, one earned run, three walks, four strikeouts. And then when you look at Severino in the finale, he went six innings, gave up five hits, three walks, four strikeouts. The walks is really what's killing this team. I think in Severino's start today, he gave up the leadoff batter, got on base in the first four innings, I believe. So, you know, but he was backed by really solid defense, three double plays. Zach Short had a nice display at third base. McNeil with, you know, the double play there in the second inning or third inning. So Severino was backed by really solid defense. The pitching, the starting pitching specifically, is just finding a way to get out of innings. They're not allowing a lot of home runs. They're just really letting hitters hit the ball when they get in trouble, and the defense is kind of picking them up along the way. So that's you know, that it's good to see, but the walks do, like Hauser with the five walks on Monday, you know, that stuff kind of worries me a little bit. But he was, again, he was able to get around that. And the bullpen has just been stellar. Like, not enough can be said about the bullpen of the Mets. They have been great. 10 straight scoreless innings to finish the series. The Mets bullpen, just really good. If we look at the around the National League, the Mets are leaders in ERA with a 2.97 ERA. They're number one in strikeouts with 90. They're tied for second in home runs allowed with four, and they're second in the National League with strikeouts per nine inning with 11.15. So while the offense hasn't really found its groove all at once, and the big time boppers are not really connecting, they're playing better, but you know, we still want to see more, right? Because that's our expectations. And I think that's what everyone's expectations are of guys like Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso. But, you know, they're starting to come around. Jeff McNeil had a pretty solid series. His bat is starting to come around, really showing how true of a hitter he is. But the pitching staff is really just locking it down. The bullpen is, I remember in spring training, the bullpen was just racking up the strikeouts. And right now they're doing the same exact thing. Notably, Reed Garrett. Someone on Twitter today said something of, you know, like named him the sheriff or something like that. And I don't know if that's indeed Reed Garrett's nickname, but I personally am rolling with the sheriff. It fits him perfectly. 8.2 innings pitched on the season. He's only given up 4 hits, 3 walks, 0 earned runs, and he leads all of Major League Baseball as far as relievers go with 17 strikeouts. Reed Garrett has really stepped up to the plate and, you know, shown his value. You can even make a case that Reed Garrett at some point could be our setup man to Edwin Diaz. That's how lockdown he's been. So he would fit that eighth inning perfectly. So, yeah, overall, a really good series by the Mets. They've won 10 of their last 13, if I'm not mistaken. They have, what, 8 come-from-behind wins. I think they are second in that department. I think first is, I'm sorry, they have 7 come-from-behind wins. They trail the Baltimore Orioles, who have 8. Also, you know, to speak more on the bullpen, Drew Smith, he locks down the win in game 2 and gets the save as the Mets beat the Pirates 3-1 in that game. So again, a lot of moving parts, right? No one is locked in a specific inning as far as the bullpen goes, but they're all just finding ways to come through for the ball club, you know, and the offense is doing just enough to put runs on the board and, you know, give the pitching a chance. You know, they're not having to really pitch from behind a lot. They're pitching in close games, but they're not having to, you know, there's no pressure of holding, you know, of just going in there and pitching. You know what I'm saying? So really, they're winning as a complete team right now. And even though we don't have Kodai Senga, we don't have JD Martinez, you know, Lindor is still struggling a little bit. Although he's shown flashes here lately that, you know, he can get going. He had back-to-back games of 2-hit games just recently. So hopefully he starts to get going. Maybe this team needs to be out in the West Coast here for the next few games. And hopefully that really revives these, you know, Nimmo and Marte and Lindor and Alonso a little bit more. One of the things that, you know, I noticed in game 2 was, you know, I know we were facing Jared Jones and, you know, he came into the game with 25 strikeouts and 2 walks on the season, but the Mets really fell behind on 0-2 counts way too often. A total of 9 times Mets hitters were in 0-2 counts. I know Jared Jones has a really good fastball. He's got good stuff. So, you know, I can understand the type of pitcher he is and, you know, how we ended up in 0-2 counts. But you know you have a pitcher like that that is going to attack the strike zone with a fastball, you really got to, you know, try to get up there and swing early. So, you know, they fell behind in 0-2 counts quite a bit. He has 6 strikeouts in the first 3 innings. But, you know, I think what helped us out in game 2 was the Pirates pulling Jared Jones in the 5th inning with only 59 pitches or so. And then, you know, we kind of went to work on the bullpen. You know, one of the things I also notice about the Mets is they're taking advantage of the other team's blunders. This was not a very fundamentally sound game by the Pirates by any means, and the Mets really took advantage of it. Usually in the past, we've seen the Mets not play fundamentally sound baseball, and other teams constantly took advantage of that. So it's nice to see the tide change a little bit in that aspect. So yeah, that is always good to see. A little bit more on the starting pitching. Quintana has gone at least 5 innings in his last 3 starts. You know, with the pitching does worry me a little bit long term this season, because the starting pitching, I should say, because I don't know. These guys are, you know, if they're not locating the baseball effectively, they get in trouble. And I don't know how much more guys like Quintana, Hauser, Severino can go with, you know, with walking batters and, you know, just having a high pitch count through 4 or 5 innings. We really need to find a way, or they need to find a way to pitch a little more effectively in games. I know the defense is playing well, and the bats are picking them up here lately, but they need to try to go a little deeper in games, because although our bullpen has been good, I just fear that we may burn them out. So we'll see as Kodai Senga comes back, McGill comes back, David Peterson also comes back, and then, you know, possibly we call up some guys that are, you know, kind of knocking on the door in Triple A. But this is exciting, man. The Mets are really finding ways to win. They have a 10-8 record versus teams over 500. Like I said, 7 come from behind wins. So they're just finding ways, and it's a different atmosphere in that clubhouse. You can see the difference in Buck Showalter and Carlos Mendoza. You know, Buck Showalter is a good manager. I liked him. I didn't mind when we signed him. But he doesn't bring a lot of life to that clubhouse, I think. And you can tell by the answers in his presser, and, you know, when they zoom in the dugout during games, he's just sitting there and there's not a lot of emotion. Carlos Mendoza is so opposite of that. He looked ecstatic when Bader hit that double the other night. So you can just, and I think the players really feed off that, you know, they really feel that energy, and it kind of inspires them a little bit. So I think Mendoza has done a really good job, to be honest with you. I know there was, you know, I didn't trust the signing at first. I know it's still early, 18 games in, right? A long season. But I mean, we can only speak up until this point. And up until this point, I think Carlos Mendoza has done an exceptional job. Back to the starting pitch. I'm kind of jumping around here and going back and forth, but it, you know, I just want to tell you things that kind of stuck out to me. Luis Severino in today's start, like I mentioned, he went 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He lowered his ERA to 2.14. He didn't throw the fastball a lot. Only 29% of the time he threw the fastball, so he was really utilizing the slider, and the changeup is really good coming out of Severino's hands. And he induced 3 double plays in this game. The one thing that stuck out with me with Severino was he faced a lot of 1-2 counts. 6 times he faced 1-2 counts, and he wasn't able to put away this Pirates lineup. He went single, strikeout, single, walk, strikeout. So he's not really putting away. And, you know, I know he can reach back and throw 96, 97, but he wasn't utilizing that fastball today that much. Maybe in 1-2 counts, Severino should throw that fastball a little more. You know, when you got to hit a 1-2, you got him on his heels. I would like to see Severino put these batters away, more often than not when he has them in 1-2 counts. So that's just my opinion. Let me know what you think about the Mets so far and, how they played in this series that resulted in a sweep of the Pirates. Also, another thing with the pitching staff, they have been exceptional against left-handed pitching. They've had issues in the past against left-handers, but it seems that in 2024, I would like to say that's the Eric Chavez effect. It really seems like they are a little more patient, more disciplined at the plate against left-handers in 2024. The Mets are third in the majors in batting average with .286. They have an OPS of .808, fourth in the majors, and they're tied for fourth in total bases with .87. Marte is killing it against left-handers. He's 8-for-16. Pete Alonso has 3 of his 4 home runs against left-handed pitching. They have the Mets lineup has 34 strikeouts against left-handed pitching as a team. That's tied for the 5th fewest in the majors. So in that department right there, that is a huge, huge, huge ordeal, because as much as this team has struggled the past few years against left-handed pitching, they've really turned it around so far this season, and hopefully they can continue that going forward, because you got to be able to hit left-handed pitching. We know in the past they just look dead out there. They can't catch up to fastballs, and it's really a mess. Like to touch on Tyron Taylor. I think he's doing a great job. I mean, 10 RBIs for a guy that's, coming off the bench, basically, right? And I know he's getting starts, and I like that he's starting in right field and Starlin Marte is the DH. I brought up this question on Twitter during spring training. I would like to see Marte 2-3 times a week run that DH spot and have someone else play right field. I think Tyron Taylor is more than capable of playing right field. At the same time, you don't lose Starlin Marte's bat, because he's been hitting exceptionally well. Tyron Taylor had 3 hits today in game 3 of this series against the Pirates, 2 RBIs. Like I said, 10 RBIs on the season with runners in scoring position. He's batting .462. So, I mean, again, unsung heroes, because a lot of us probably, we're shitting on a few of these acquisitions during the winter, but we got to remember Tyron Taylor is a former top 100 prospect. He's no slouch by any means. He's come up with huge hits all season long, it feels like. So that is definitely a bright spot. The 2 out runs, the Mets are just hammering away. They're second in the league with 2 out runs with 43. They only trail the Braves, who have 45. And this is with the main guys, Alonso, Lindor, McNeil, Marte. They're not doing well with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. And then you got guys like Taylor, who has 4 hits, 4 RBIs with 2 outs. Beatty, 4 hits, 5 RBIs with 2 outs. Nimmo, he's batting .400 with 7 RBIs and with 2 outs. So again, it's very timely hidden. They're just finding ways to come through when it matters. Now, can they continue this? I don't know. Again, it's a long season. They got to be, if this team is going to mirror the 2022 Mets, that's fine, right? I'm not expecting 101 wins, but if they can play close to that level of play, then great. But at the very end, towards the end, they have to be able to finish the job, plain and simple. So, that's a long way from now. As of now, the Mets are really clicking on all cylinders, plain and simple. So it's a very good time to be a Mets fan, people. Let me know what you guys think, how you feel about this Mets recent surge here in the standings. They're really, really showing that they can play together, and it shows that they're having fun. So that's always a good thing. You know, baseball's about having fun. I will not likely not be dropping a recap series of the Dodgers series that is coming up starting Friday. I won't be in town. I might catch some of the games. I may be MIA for this one. So I will not be dropping a recap series this Sunday as it's always scheduled. But maybe I'm able to do so. As of now, I would not bank on it. Let me know what you guys think about the Mets. 10-8 on the season. Man, it's looking live in Queens, man. It's looking live in Queens. Let me know what you guys think about this episode and your thoughts on the 10-8 Mets. And I'll catch you on the next one.